This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't play with my emotions, especially when it comes to Jalen Walker. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Just had a great conversation with Raheem Morris, our head football coach. He's ready, guys, and I say that not because he says he's ready. Mike, he's ready to get past what happened last season. And the way you get past it is you win this division, you get into the playoffs. That's how you get past it, and he's ready to do that.
Right, man. We've talked so much about, you know, Jesse Bates. He knows what it's like to, you know, play in the big games for Cincinnati. A.J. Terrell's never been in a playoff game. You know, Leonard Floyd's been in a couple. You know, we talked about it, and you heard Coach mention Flo. That's Leonard Floyd he's talking about. So we got a combination of veterans, and, you know, is it the same kind of balance we found in 2016 between some of the new faces? Now, obviously, we had an MVP season from Matt Ryan, but we believe that Michael Penix Jr., if they can protect him, can have that kind of year. I don't know. What's fourth? You got a number in your head? 4,000 yards for him?
Oh, look.
I mean, I just want to win. I don't care about style points.
I'm with you.
But if we are talking about him.
But if he does that, I mean, that's a special year.
That's it. If he comes in here and throws for more than, you know, north of 25 touchdowns, then giddy up, you know, and then they're winning 10 games minimum.
Coach at the end there was giving us, you know, what he said he thought the keys were. And look, it is a loose comment to say we got to protect the kid. He's talking about Michael Penix, but he's not lying. We cannot get our quarterback beat up in week one against a division rival because they have that capability. And Mike, Todd Bowles, by the way, you know, we don't talk about him maybe as much as we should. A lot of people thought when Bruce Arians left and Bowles got the gig, he'd last a season.
Well, we actually thought they were going to, you know, we were like, what's the point of even bringing him back? Remember that?
Correct.
And all he's done is go on and win the division every year.
And he's been so consistent. And I just feel like if any test is going to get you ready for the season, it's this weekend. Because Bowles has the ability to test quarterbacks in a different way. And they're going to run a variety of blitzes. And they do have very good safeties in their own right, guys, that, you know, that make plays. So I just feel like this is going to be a really good test. But Coach is right. We got to protect the kid, man. That's like priority number one, especially if you're going to let him go. And when I say let him go, guys, that means we're not throwing the ball 16 times.
Right. And just as you said about it, how aggressive are they going to be with the blitzes? You know, because they're kind of running similar but different to what we do with a base 3-4. How much they're going to walk those, you know, bring those outside linebackers up. You know, you got some ball hawking guys like Antoine Winfield. Remember Georgia fans, Tyke Smith?
He's a dog.
You know, in the corners. The corners have been Achilles. Still, something the corner play has been as consistent as what you get from their front seven. But yeah, man, you got some dudes. You could see Yaya Diaby, you know, coming at you. So again, they blitz. Levante David, we've seen him. They've added guys over the years like Hassan Reddick.
Yep.
And Vita Vea has been there like the Kool-Aid man, seems like for years, right?
Well, the thing is, he just doesn't move. Like, you know, when you make these run plays, it's almost like, let's just get in his way and hope the running back makes the right
play. It's like moving a dishwasher box.
But he doesn't move, man, even when he gets double teamed. It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios, getting ready to sit down with us. We talk about my quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. And, Mike, man, it's good to see you.
Good to see y'all.
Man, look. I know you're ready. Like my heartbeat is all – I'm not even going to play on Sunday. I'm just going to be in the game, like, cheering. Mm-hmm. My heartbeat is going 1,000 miles per hour. How do you feel, man, first and foremost? Appreciate the time today as we get ready for the Bucks on Sunday, season opener. That's question one, man. How do you feel? All the camp stuff's behind us.
Yeah.
All the squabs. I said it. All the squabs behind us. All that stuff. How do you feel right now?
Man, excited. You know, obviously excited, you know, for the opportunity. You know, I'm blessed for the opportunity as well, you know, to be able to, you know, be here, be going into my second year, you know, as a starter. You know, it's definitely a dream come true, and obviously an opportunity that I want to take advantage of. So.
How much did you get out of camp? Because we talked about with our listeners, man, we want to see you. Everyone wants to see you out there. But obviously, Coach has you doing more 11-on-11s. We saw the Tennessee scrimmage. You felt you got everything you needed from this camp.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, I feel like the biggest thing for me, you know, is definitely was from last year was just the reps with the guys, the reps with the ones. You know, as far as, you know, the only difference about me not playing in a preseason game is the physical aspect of it.
Right.
You know, I won't take any hits, but, I mean, I've been playing football since I was five. I've taken a lot of hits in my days, and, you know, that's part of the game. You know, that's what come with it. You know, but for me, it's as long as I'm out there being sharp, you know, being smart with the ball and, you know, being fast with my reads, you know, I feel like I'm in a good spot.
Michael Penix joining us here on Dukes and Bell, guys, as we get ready for the Bucks on Sunday. It's week one in the NFL at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Can you expound on these Matt Ryan chats, man? I mean,
right.
You said he helped you in different ways, I guess. And we're talking about preparation, taking care of your body, the off season. What exactly are we talking about?
Yeah, all of the above, you know, just showing me how to be a pro. You know, obviously, last year was my first season, you know, just trying to figure things out. You know, obviously, last year was a long year as well. You know, as a rookie, you know, you go from, you know, me, I played in the national championship game to, you know, you got all this pre-draft stuff, you know, so it was definitely a long year. But, you know, he kind of helped me, you know, just shape, you know, my off-season schedule. That was the biggest thing, the off-season schedule and how to go about that and, you know, our game week schedule as well, you know, how I'm going to prepare and, you know, how can I be the best version of myself come game day. So.
And the toughness of Michael Penix Jr., we talked about it with Coach Raheem Morris. We spent, like, weeks talking about you and that scrum against the Titans. And, Carl, he's swinging on cuz. Yeah, man. But I know that, you know, for you it's no big deal, but it was just something you don't normally see. And, it's, you know, we talked to Caden Ellis. We talked to the defensive guys. That's my quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, was it not like it was intentional, but it just you had no second thoughts, but you're just right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
What second thought? Would you not do that again?
I wouldn't. So for me, I never try to start anything, you know.
Right.
My pops, he always taught me don't start it but finish it, you know. But you know, for me, it was we made a big time play. They were making plays throughout practice, and they were, you know, saying what they had to say. So whenever we made a play, I said what I had to say, and they didn't like it, you know. But
what'd you say? Get your ass back in the huddle. what did you say to these dudes, man?
I don't remember, to be honest. I really don't ever really get to that point.
Sure,
you know, when I'm talking,
it's just,
you know, it just happened. And I don't know.
Michael, we'll say this because we rant and raved about it for a few days. One, because it was fun. I mean, obviously, and nobody got hurt, real talk.
Right.
Secondly, though, to Mike's point, you are a quarterback. We're going, Mike, what is Michael doing out there? Like, we were freaking out because we're like, don't touch him. And that was like our fear. But you didn't think twice about it. You were like, whatever you want to do, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then your teammates, I mean, to Mike's point again, defensive guys were on the other field. And the funny thing is James Pierce was starting a lot of stuff in camp. He was like, I wasn't even over there.
Yeah.
You know, so that was what's crazy about that whole ordeal. But it showed, I think, our fan base sort of what you're made of in another way, right?
Right.
We know we can play football, but that's a whole nother element. Does our team have that? Do we have that it factor?
Yeah, we do. We do all across the board. You know, it shows each and every day. You know, obviously, it don't always show in fights, you know.
Right, right.
But just the way we compete, you know, guys battling, guys talking, you know, trash back and forth to each other, you know, bringing the best out of each other each and every day. So our team got it. You'll see.
It's my quarterback, your quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., guys, number 9 inside the Ticketmaster Studios here at the Branch. Every day at practice, we saw it's like 9 to 5. You and Drake London. I mean, just like boom, boom, boom. Seamless. Can you get things picked up with – I know Darnell's a little bit behind the curve with the injuries, but you also made an effort to get Pitts involved.
Mm-hmm.
What's Pitts and you going to look like this year?
Yeah, man, great. You know, he definitely had a big-time camp this year. And he's been working extremely hard, you know, and I feel like for him, he's a guy that loves to learn. You know, anytime we get a rep, maybe we don't connect on a rep, you know, he's asking how can he do the rep better. Sometimes just like, I made a bad throw. Like, don't worry about it. You do what you did, you know. But, you know, just our relationship off the field as well is definitely going to help us on the field as far as, you know, the things that we can do.
What about Darnell, man? I mean, I feel like he brings a different element to our team when healthy.
Right.
And, you know, Coach said he's day-to-day. We just talked to Ra about it. We hope he's available for Sunday. But from your perspective, playing quarterback, what do you see when he's out there and what he brings?
Yeah, definitely separation. You know, I feel like he's a guy that knows how to get open. And he understands the game of football. He knows when he's front side read, back side read, you know, when he needs to get open and stuff like that, you know. So he brings a lot, you know, not just physical aspects, but the mental part of the game as well. So he's definitely somebody on this offense that is definitely a key factor. So.
And Casey Washington, we saw him, yeah, you know, he made the camp an effort. I mean, obviously you and him had nice connections too.
Yeah, he's been great. Yeah, he's been consistent. That's one thing about Casey. You know what you're going to get out of him. Every day you're going to get a big smile and a guy that's going to run all day. And, you know, and he competes at a high level, and he definitely has really good hands as well. So he's definitely going to make big-time plays for us.
Michael, I know you've been asked this. Michael Penix joining us here on the show, guys, as we get ready for Tampa on Sunday, about Elijah Wilkinson. It's like you're probably tired of talking about it. I don't know. Everybody's wondering the trust factor, the concern there. Obviously, Caleb McGarry is a really good player that we lost, but we now know he's out for the season. Mm-hmm. Your concerns there? Any? How do you feel about where the O-line is and going into week one?
Yeah, I don't have any concerns about it. You know, like you said, you know, losing Caleb, that was tough, you know, for the whole team. But at the same time, you know, Elijah, he's been doing a great job. You know, he's been consistent all throughout camp. And even going back into last year, you know, he's been consistent. He knows the offense, and, you know, he's a good player. So we're definitely ready to see what he can do, and we know what he can do. We know what he will do, and we can't wait to see it. So for the people that's concerned about it, don't be. You know, we'll
right
be good.
Before we cut you loose, last year you get to start the last three games of the season. I said that the test in Washington, that, you know, that big atmosphere on Sunday Night Football. How much more is Zach Robinson throwing at you now, or how much more has the game plan evolved in this summer?
I really don't know how to answer that. The playbook has always been open. You know, mm-hmm. the same stuff that Kirk was doing last year, he has up for me. You know, but I guess we'll see.
Okay.
I guess we'll see.
No new wrinkles?
I mean, it's always new wrinkles.
Okay.
You know, that's across the board, everybody. You know, you're always trying to find ways to get better each and every day. So it'll be new wrinkles, but, you know, I feel like our identity is what it is. So.
What about your thoughts on the Bucs? Look, I'm not asking you to give the game plan, but you're watching these guys. You've watched probably tons of film leading into this week. What are your concerns, if any, about facing this Bucs defense?
They're a good team. You know, they got a good coach as well. You know, coaching that defensive side of the ball up, and they got really good players on that side of the ball. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us. But we're excited and we're ready for it, and we're going to go out there and do what we have to do come game day. So I mean, it's NFL football. Each and every week is going to be tough. So we just got to go out there and do our job.
Michael Penix, you are the perfect guy to ask. I have to ask this because over the weekend he's catching a lot of heat. You played for Kalen DeBoer. Mm-hmm. Alabama loses to Florida State. I have to ask.
Well, has he got more eligibility?
No. He doesn't anymore. But I got to ask, just these tough times, man, and you played for him and you know him really well. Alabama fans are reeling right now about, you know, oh, my God, we lost to an unranked team, blah, blah, blah. Can you talk about the makeup of Kalen DeBoer and, like, how he will respond in these kind of situations?
Yeah, he's an even-keeled guy and got tough skin, you know. So I know this is not going to rattle him or that coaching staff in any way, shape, or form. You know, obviously that's something, a win that they wanted to have. You know, they want to win all of them, just like everybody. But at the end of the day, you know, things don't always go your way. And Florida State was the better team team that week, but they still got a chance to win out. You know, it's still another week, you know, so I know Coach, he's not over there, you know, soaking in his feelings about that loss. You know, I know he's ready to coach those boys up to be ready this week.
So. Yeah, and you lived that with him. I mean, you, like I said, you guys had great wins and certainly some tough losses along the way. Hey, man, we wish you nothing but the best.
Yes, sir.
Brother, let's make this happen. Let's go get them.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. We'll be doing our part in the stands. Congrats, we'll be drinking beer. But,
this is true. Michael Penix, man, good luck. Thank you, sir. That is our quarterback, guys, of the Atlanta Falcons, Michael Penix Jr. joining us. We'll take a quick break. We're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Got to tell you, Atlanta, love the kid. Michael Penix stepped in. We talked to him at camp. Matter of fact, we talked to him the first day at camp.
Right.
And, you know, what our goal is to talk to him a lot more throughout the course of the season as we're up here. Obviously, we'll rotate a variety of guests, but good to get our quarterback on heading into week one. Mike, he exudes confidence. And I don't say that in a negative way. This isn't a cocky dude in a way that you're like turned off. He is just confident in who he is and what he's able to do. And that is what I love about him. And the other part is Mike brought up the fight thing with the Titans. He ain't scared.
Right.
So I'm good.
No, it's funny. It's like being cool. Some guys try too hard to be cool, and it just naturally cool. That's the best way I could describe it.
That's a good way.
And we know how cool he is. Rest of the country, maybe not so sure about that. That's why, you know, as we look at the numbers, we're 2.5-point dog, by the way, on Sunday.
At home.
Yes.
All right. More on Michael Penix. If you missed the interview, it will be online at odyssey.com. You can go listen. We need to spend some time with the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. His name is Wes Durham. We say Wes
Drewham,
who joins us and will on a weekly basis. Wes, we just talked to our quarterback. And again, I don't know how much you heard, but you've talked to him enough. You know what Atlanta can expect, I think, heading into the season. I just want to ask you that as we get ready for week one. And this Penix factor, and Coach came in here about 30 minutes ago and said, look, we gotta protect the kid. And he's right. I mean, that's the way you get him going, is to make sure that he's on his feet.
Yeah, I totally agree with what Rod told you then. I think protection's going to be a major premium. We all know what the situation is at right tackle. And you got to believe in Elijah and move forward if you're a Falcons fan and hope that that does not become a distraction as the season unfolds, because – you know, we've talked about it, guys. The first four games are just huge. I mean, I've been trying to find a way to not make them bigger, but I'm sorry. You're playing two division teams and two teams who probably are going to be in a wild card chase or win their division. So, yeah, you got to be right and you got to be right from the start. And I'm excited about Sunday because I want to see what it looks like, because I think it does have potential, even with some of the bumps we've had along the way in camp.
Yeah, we asked Coach about it. We asked Michael Penix about it. It sounds like, you know, Mooney maybe game time at best because he can move west, but he worried about the contact with the shoulder injury. How confident are you that a guy like Kyle Pitts can step into that breach, or Casey Washington? Obviously, we know that 9-to-5, as you call it, Drake will certainly be in the mix. But what do you think about the other guys in the passing game?
Well, you know, let's be honest. Penix came in from the first training camp presser and called Kyle out, say a lot of balls went to KP. You know, keep talking Kyle Pitts. I'm all for it. I think that anything you can do in the throw game then opens up at least some doubt about what you can do when Seven gets the ball in his hands. And, you know, Mike and Carl, we've talked about this. Seven is the show, okay? Bijan is the show. And Penix is going to be fine. I think the receivers, I think Drake could have a monster year. I'm sure Arch has told you guys that too. I think we both feel London is set to just go to the next level in terms of what he's thought of around this league. But I think between London, Robinson, Penix, certainly you hope you get Mooney back toward 100%. You know, Kyle, certainly you think about it. And then I'm excited to see how it's changing Zach's playbook with Tyler Allgeier on Sunday, to be honest, too. I don't know if Sunday's an Allgeier-type game, given the way their front is and how good they were last year defensively. They were fourth against the run. And, you know, it'll be interesting, especially with that moving solar system they've got that lines up at nose.
Right. That's Vita Vea.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Big boy. Wes Durham joining us, guys. We want to talk some college football with you, and we will, because I want to get your thoughts after week one. Talking about the Falcons, though, right now, as we get ready for Tampa Bay, defensively, how good do you feel? I know there's been a lot of changes. We asked Coach about, you know, Brick, our new defensive coordinator, and he talked about their relationship and why he trusts him. But how good should we feel heading into week one, knowing that all this stuff was done to improve our defense?
Well, I think you first of all have to look at the way things just potentially could be. And potentially you're talking about having two fire breathers on the edge. And I think Leonard Floyd, even though he's in his 10th year, still got plenty of gas in the tank.
I think
but Katie's gotten better every year. Onyemata and Rook, you know, in any combination of those guys, that really helps. And then, you know, Ellison. Again, we've gone a lot of August here, and nobody's really gotten into the Divine Diablo situation. And I just think that guy had way too much production last year in Vegas. And, you know, I was fortunate to see him a handful of times as a college player, and I just thought he was an impact-type guy. And I'm delighted he's here with a bird on his hat because I think he can really help this football team. And, yeah, defensively, Carl – it comes down to Atlanta has been, I think, 4 years in a row, five maybe, negative turnover margin. And I just think that has to change. I think that part of this metric with this team, if they're going to achieve some things, the turnover numbers got to reverse itself. And, you know, it wasn't great last year, and they've got to be better at that this year. And I think they know it more than anybody else. And there's certain things that have to happen in the first four games outside of a positive record win and loss-wise. You know, and I know Dave's probably talked to you guys about red zone offense. I am big on red zone, our third down defense. I think they've got to be better there. And that's where I'm looking for the improvement, to be honest with you. I don't want to be, you know, 30th in red zone defense this year. I think that's a number, if you are 28th in red zone defense. If you can change that number, I think that is a massive, massive improvement in terms of what the overall health of the football team could be.
Wes Durham with us, guys. When we're on the Falcons, yeah, that complimentary football, because we're going to see some rookies on defense starting. Yeah. We're going to see Xavier Watts, see Billy Bowman in the nickel and the dime. So hopefully, Wes, we're going to see the quarterback not having that one Mississippi to four Mississippi range that he's had the last couple of years to
cut
us up.
Thing. You know, when you pressure this guy on Sunday now, he can take off and make plays with his feet. We've seen that all too many times, right?
Yep.
And I think you've got to cast doubt early. So don't be surprised if they're coming from the third deck early on Sunday on Baker. And I know he's got a potential Hall of Famer at wide receiver. They're excited about Emeka Ebuka, and they should be. I don't know what Godwin's going to do in terms of play or not. I think Tez Johnson is a great pick for them, and Sterling Shepard returns. Josh Grizzard, the new offensive coordinator down there, is a guy who spent time at the collegiate level with David Cutcliffe, and then he was in Miami with Mike McDaniel. and certainly was there a year ago when Liam Cohen came over to run the offense. So he's got a pretty wide catalog too, and I'm going to be curious to see, because we know Bucky Irving's talented, Rashad White's good, but what else does Josh Grizzard come up with on Sunday as well that might be a new wrinkle for Tampa and one Atlanta has not scouted?
What did you make of the Clemson-LSU matchup? Wes calls a variety of college games, guys. If you're not familiar, obviously the voice
I'm at
of
one of Mike's
Falcons.
Schools on Saturday, by the way, Carl. One of Mike's many schools. I'm at Virginia Tech on Saturday night.
Ooh,
as they
Bandy.
Host Lionel Richie and the Commodores. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, that's a big one, actually, because Vandy feels like they've got some momentum. What did you make of the Clemson game and Dabo afterwards? Listen, they're a really good football team. I think they're going to still be in the mix, Wes, but that was like one of those prove-it matchups.
Yeah, it was, and it was a heavyweight fight, and it looked like a heavyweight fight. You know, it looked like a game we'd see third week in November, right, or third week in December, maybe in the playoffs in the first round. I think both teams are still very viable. I think there's a little shine off of where Clemson is and what we thought Clemson would be, and they'll have to earn our trust back. But nobody that lost last week, and yes, I'm talking about Alabama too, nobody that lost last week is out of it. That's the important thing to remember. Now this is a little bit like the NFL. You know, if Philly loses tomorrow night to Dallas, they're not out of it, right? If Kansas City loses, they're not out of it. I mean, that's just kind of the way this works now. So if you're Clemson or if you're Alabama, you're taking some things to heart. If you're LSU, if you're Florida State, you got to feel like you've got a game in hand and moving forward in this deal. And I still think Clemson has the material. My question is Clemson now become a slow starter in terms of the way Dabo's team played? They used to blow out of the gates like drag racers.
Right.
And now it seems like it takes a game or two for them to find their mojo, and only he can really answer that. But too many people now are getting caught up in the game that's been played rather than the game that's ahead. And if you're Clemson, you know, you got Atlanta next week. You're coming here to see Georgia Tech.
Right.
And more than likely, you're going to be 1-1, and Georgia Tech's going to be 2-0 in a high noon game. And I think that's the kind of way Clemson has to kind of process and move on. I would say the same thing about Alabama or anybody else that lost last week who's kind of in that hunt. Texas would fall into that category too, Carl. I don't think Texas played bad. I just think Ohio State's pretty good. And, you know, we're going to get Oklahoma-Michigan on Saturday, and that's that kind of game too. And that's the beauty of where college football is going, guys. I mean, this is, you know, by the time we get to 27, 28, and 29, by the time we get to the late 20s here in the next 3 or 4 years, we're going to have lights-out games seemingly every week just by the virtue of the SEC going to 9 or the way the conference policies are going to be set up to play these P4 games outside your league.
Yeah, man. Nothing short of 3 touchdowns and 300 yards was going to keep Arch Manning from being criticized. I just thought Sarkisian kind of botched things.
That's unfair, Mike. That's unfair.
And then, but I will say this, Klubnik is an upperclassman. Klubnik played terribly. He was terribly missed open throws. That was bad.
Right. Yeah, but what we need to do is tip our cap to LSU and say, hey, Blake Baker, you called a hell of a game defensively, right? And Harold Perkins is healthy again. Remember, last year he fought injury after this lights-out freshman season. And so that's one of the best players in college football who somehow or another has fallen off the satellite of guys we talk about being impact players in the college game. I mean, Carl, you remember what, 2 years ago, he was a freshman player of the year, right?
Yes, that's right.
That guy was banged up most of last year. He clearly was banged up early in the season. So if he never got right, but he looked right the other night, and so did LSU. Now the challenge, just like with Mario Cristobal at Miami, is can he and Brian Kelly figure out a way to not jack it up?
All right, what about the debacle in Chapel Hill? Bill Belichick, I know that Rome wasn't built in a day. What are your friends up there on Tobacco Road saying about that train wreck?
Neither was Carrboro. neither was any place else on the map not built in a day. Look, I think some of the other night is TCU's a pretty good team. And I think I told Carl this because I know he's an old Big 12 guy at heart in some respects. Right, Carl?
For sure.
The Big 12 is the most entertaining league in the country this year because there are half dozen teams that could win it. I mean, literally a half dozen teams. And I think TCU happens to be one of those teams. Carolina had to find out in some ways where they were, and they may not like where they are. But they've got 70 new players. I was up there to do the road trip a couple of weeks ago, and they're doing a good job coaching. It's not like Bill's over there in a lawn chair having a cocktail with his feet up. I mean, he's 70-some years old, and he acts like he's 40-some years old. And I give them credit. They're coaching them, but Carolina may just not be very good right now, and they've got to find a way to get better. The key element for Carolina is they play exactly one of the preseason top four in the ACC, and that's Clemson. One. They don't play Georgia Tech. They don't play SMU. They don't play Miami. I mean, they're fine, but they've got to get better. They got to, number one, they got to tackle. Number two, they got to block somebody. They didn't block anybody. That quarterback was running for his life in the second series on. I'll give you the first. Here's my favorite stat of the game. The opening touchdown drive was like 87 yards and 9 plays, and they got a score, right? Their next 8 possessions, they had 5 3-and-outs. I'm sorry, next 7 possessions. They had 5 3-and-outs, and they had 2 5-play drives and a grand total of 21 yards of total offense. That's just not going to win. That's not going to beat any. That's not going to beat Gardner-Webb Saturday in Atlanta. I mean,
no.
That's just the way that is. Jordan, they've got to get better. They got to block and they got to tackle. I thought this team would be okay, but I also thought they would get better as the season wore on in Chapel Hill for him, and I expect that to still be the case. My deal is this. I thought the schedule, they could win 7 or 8 if they were okay. They're not okay. It now might be 4 or 5. Maybe 4 or 5, barring injury.
It's going to be interesting.
But that's a lot of money to be 4. And that's a lot of money to win 5, isn't it, Mike?
You're right. No, it is a lot of dough. So you are at Virginia Tech, Vandy, right?
Yeah, I got Vanderbilt and Virginia Tech on Saturday night, and be back on Sunday morning for Falcons and Buccaneers. And excited to be alongside the Soda Springs head puncher again.
No doubt. Right on. It's going to be a great, great start to the season. Wes, thanks so much. We look forward to our visits every week, man, and lots of college football talk, lots of Falcon talk as well. Hey, have a great call.
We
appreciate you. Yeah, man.
Hey,
good
by
stuff.
The way, Mike, that Kroger thing with you and Carl and Barbara?
Yeah.
You look like a game show host or something in that thing. What the hell is that about?
I don't know. I look like the bad guy in Black Panther, the South African guy. I don't know how that came down, but Barbara looks great.
She does.
Carl, we got to get that put on a shirt. Can we just get Mike put on a shirt and sell that with the station on it?
We probably could. We probably could.
But no one's going to know who it is.
Who is that guy?
It looked like me.
The fact that it's supposed to be you is amazing.
Yep.
Wes, good stuff, man. We'll talk
soon.
See
you guys. All right. Be well.
That's hilarious. Hey, man, Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk, brother?
We'll explain what Wes was talking about, and we'll also tell you what happened to that giant oversized jersey that Tech had to put on a guy that didn't work out so well in Colorado. Details on that. And how would you like to get a cool Father's Day, maybe Christmas gift, and smell like the big Aristotle? Or maybe it smells like diesel. We'll explain next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats.
But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
When a play is play, we were just talking with our man Wes Drewham. If you're just tuning in, guys, we're live from the Ticketmaster Studios here at Flowery Branch. If you missed it, hear the conversation with Coach Raheem Morris coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Real quick, Wes mentioned at the end of our conversation about that Kroger promo caricature that they did for you and I and Barbara Dooley to promote the Barbara Dooley Report. Of course, every Thursday we'll talk to Barbara tomorrow, and we'll tell you where we're going to be tomorrow coming up here in a bit. But the caricature looks pretty good. I mean, Barbara looks adorable. Looks like Barbara. Carl, for the most part, looks like Carl, although there are some differences to the extremities. I wouldn't have gone that far, Carl.
You can say it. I have a fat-ass face. You can say this face is so huge. And yeah. I sent them characters
right.
That I said, hey, you can use these. Apparently, I told Day-Day because he was like, they didn't use them. I said, obviously, they didn't use them. So this is their rendition
right.
of what I guess AI helped them develop.
Right.
And this is what they came out with. So, yes, I am. My face is not that fat.
Turns out you look like Jerome Bettis.
Exactly. I was just going to say Jerome Bettis, and I said that, you know, I sent my caricature. Remember the thing I did with AI a couple months ago with the dog? But like the dog, I sent that to a Katie who handles the account, and I turned out to look like, either Andy Serkis or Bobby Valentine. So I'm basically the cross between the bad guy in Black Panther and former Mets manager Bobby Valentine. They didn't have time to put the beard on. I've kind of been rocking this perpetual George Michael 5 o'clock shadow thing for about a year now. But it's a clean-shaven Mike. Carl looks, again, like Jerome Bettis. Barbara looks like Barbara.
Yeah, but it's a fun, cute picture. I'm
yes,
not going to lie.
It is
like,
cute.
Once Kroger was like, what do you guys think? I was like, it's fine. Let's
you
go.
It, and it's, I just posted it. Mike Bell, ATL. Carl can repost.
Let's go.
And put him up C-Dukes, and you can check it out. Hey, man, how'd you like to smell like Schectus?
Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes, apparently he's dropping a new cologne. Shaquille O'Neal, Eau de Toilet Spray. apparently it's going to be available at Penny's, JCPenney. The scent, according to TMZ Sports, it's strong, smooth, and leaves a mark. Just like I aim to do in everything I take on, said Schectus about this. He says, I wanted something luxurious, but still within reach, and this is it. We're told the scent is a mix of woody amber,
okay.
musk, tonka bean, for those of you who know what a tonka bean smells like,
all right.
suede, cardamom. Benzoin, bright bergamot, and grapefruit. Wow.
That's a lot. A
lot of stuff going on there. A combination that promises to give that confident and captivating fragrance for anyone who wears it. According to the vice president of the Beauty Center Corn Footwear, JCPenney, Joe Osborne, Shaq has been an incredible partner to us through the Shaquille O'Neal XLG Big and Tall line, which I guess spawned the cologne. So maybe just in time for the holidays, Shaquille O'Neal, Eau de Toilette.
Yeah, wow. Okay, there's a lot going on there. I'll be honest.
I don't know what half of those things are that it's supposed to smell like, but I'm
deal.
Sure it smells good.
When you spray that on and you're like, oh, I actually smell the woody in here and the car.
Hey now.
I mean, like, seriously, you yeah. start to say, I don't ever smell any of that. It just smells good or it doesn't to me.
To me, I mean, when you pick a cologne, now again, some guys I know, it's so funny, but my father-in-law, let me know when he passed away, he left me his pickup truck and I've been driving that big old F-150. And it's so funny because I get in that cabin, it still smells like Stetson because that's what he wore. Guy was a farmer in Pennsylvania. He's not going to drop more than $10 on anything.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt.
But it is kind of fun. So if you're looking for something new and that scent appeals to you.
What's the price point?
You know what? I don't think they gave me that. Let me rewind.
Because that's Shaq. That's going to decide, brother, whether I'm going out to get this or not. What's the price point?
I got to imagine. If they're saying the 4.2.
It's not cheap.
No, it's not. Well, it's still cheaper than the average. Like, I wear Versace, and that's about $75. 4.2-ounce black and gold bottle price. price at $55.
Okay, it's not bad.
Not too bad. And the smaller size would be probably $35.
That's not bad. Seriously, because that if you're a cologne guy, yeah, that's not a bad
price. What are you wearing these days?
I have a variety. I don't pick and choose. Like, I go in, grab
a
bottle.
You just feel in a certain way?
Yeah, I don't.
You're feeling more woodsy than other days?
Some days. In the wintertime, like, I want something a little bit more fresher the summer.
I get the biggest kick out of those. They always roll out for Father's Day and usually around the holidays. And these commercials, they'd be like the Johnny Depp where he's burying stuff in the desert.
Dior.
His old vibe, you know, with the necklaces and stuff. Yeah, man, I wore that for a minute. I don't know. The stuff I like is called Bulgari Black. It came like in a hockey puck bottle. They don't make it anymore.
No, a lot of stuff that was popular, they just, you know, it goes out of style or nevertheless, if you fall in love with it, you better buy a bunch of bottles
of it. Right, because now I know.
She gets a special cologne.
Yes, yes.
It's called Sex Panther by Odeon.
35% of the time, it works every time. Hey, man, it was at 65%. Either way, you get the idea from Ron Burgundy. Well, anyway, look for Shaquille O'Neal at your neighborhood. Panties are online, I would imagine. Speaking of fashion or fashion-related, if you didn't see it in the Georgia Tech-Colorado game, of course, our man, speaking of making bad fashion decisions, we heard that he runs into nobody else than Juju from Carrollton. He's got on the wrong jersey. His wife is dressing our boy Day-Day, and he was wearing Georgia Tech gear as he's right outside the Colorado locker room. Meanwhile, they had a guy who wears number 3, who's a special teams player. He's a return man named Eric Rivers. But because there's somebody else who wears number 3 on the team, they had to get a backup jersey on him. The problem was the backup jersey was about 5 sizes too large. It is literally like a XXX number 43. And if you can just Google 43 Georgia Tech jersey, you'll see a guy giving a tug on it, and it looks like a parachute.
Yeah, it does. It was ridiculous.
Or a flag.
Well, at first I thought it was one of those tearaway jerseys. Did tear away. I mean, it was just way too big. Who sized this kid up?
Well, again, I think they probably have some random jerseys that one size fits all.
Yeah.
Not the size for that young man. Brent Key said in his press conference yesterday at 6'4", 280, I could walk right through that jersey and not touch one side of the thing. He goes, I guarantee you will never see that jersey ever again for Georgia Tech.
And I'm glad, because that was, it just didn't look right.
Here, take a listen. Oren's got the audio.
So I had a friend of mine call me on Sunday. First thing he said was something about the jersey. I hung up on him. It was almost like a dress, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Has that jersey been retired, I'm guessing?
You will not see that jersey ever again.
Thank goodness. I mean, it was terrible. Yeah, Mike. And by the way, he lost yards on the play.
Right. And it was funny because it's like, where do you think you're going? I'm going to get a big handful of you. Matter of fact, I get 3 guys who get a handful of this jersey, but there's Brent talking about it.
I hung up on it.
And at least they go and get the win. Meanwhile, without a shirt, just a tank top, Little John.
Yeah.
Apparently has gotten serious about bodybuilding.
What?
Yep. Atlanta rapper, producer Lil Jon. Apparently, I don't know if there was a weight division. It doesn't say in this article from People Magazine. But Lil Jon is 54. He wins 3rd place in Muscle Beach Fitness Competition in Venice Beach.
Rambo 1, he was big with Little Puffy. And then Rambo 2, he got all shredded up.
Yeah.
That's kind of how you look right now.
Oh.
You know, not Rambo 1, but 2.
Really?
Yeah, when he was cut up.
Well, I'm not that. I mean, I'm that's what I'm going for. But
come on, dude. You more shredded than a Julian salad, man.
That's so damn funny.
If you don't like Tropic Thunder, you can't be friends with Duke Sabel.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, man, great 54. Movie. He took on 3rd place. It says the men's physique master's division over 45 category. I found this in the LA Times.
Okay.
He said he's been through a lot. He's changed his lifestyle, and he's been pumping iron, hitting the gym, and the dude looks great. You know what he looks like? He looks like a middleweight boxer.
Yeah, he does.
He's – Yeah! He kind of looks like when Marvin Hagler looked like for a weigh-in back in the day.
No, he does. Look, congratulations, Lil Jon. That's what's up.
Right on, man. Yeah!
So. I'll say this, Mike. For a while, I don't know if he's still doing it. He had a residency in Vegas, and Lil Jon would come out at like 1 a.m.
Right.
And they would be like, Lil Jon's here tonight. And everybody like, yeah, let's get to Lil Jon. And be like, Lil Jon's here tonight. And be like, come on, Lil Jon. And be like, Lil Jon, when is Lil Jon coming out? And finally, like at 1 a.m., it's like, he'd come out and he'd play one of his songs and the crowd would go crazy and he'd be on for like 2 hours and peace. And I was like, how much did you get for that?
Right.
You know what I mean? And he did that for like 5-10 years. I don't know how long he was out there.
Right.
But he'd just fly out, do a little residency. But that's what's up, man. His body looks good. That's what's up.
That's awesome, man. It's like Guns N' Roses, man. They never, like Madonna, you're lucky if you get him on stage by 11:30.
No, I'm telling you, he was always like 1 a.m., 1:30. You're like, I'm not going to be here when Little John comes out.
Hey, man, one last note. We all know that we've got the best concession prices in the National Football League. I'm off the blank, and I approve this message. They just did a survey, and we still got the cheapest wieners in the NFL.
Excuse me?
Hot dogs.
Oh.
Tube steaks.
Okay.
Yeah, hot dog prices in the NFL. The most expensive wiener, Buffalo Bill. You can't expect the working men of Western New York and women to spend $11.25.
New stadium.
Guess so. Vegas prices in Vegas, $10.26 for a hot dog at a Raiders game. If you're going to L.A. to watch either the Chargers or the Rams, $10 for a tube steak, $3.41 for the Browns.
How big is this?
Well, it doesn't say if it's a brat. It just says hot dog.
Yeah, that's not enough.
A genuine hot dog. You know, by the way, I found that. I don't know if that's still the KM dogs at Mercedes-Benz, but I found them at Publix. Pretty good.
Oh, really?
I was roasting those suckers last week.
Do you remember Earl Campbell gave us those?
Yes.
Those hot dogs?
My God. I wish we could get Earl on again.
I had to call his son.
I found those. We turned some guys on. It was like a spicy sausage. Those
so
things
good.
Were freaking great.
So good.
Anyway, Ravens, Browns, and the Falcons by a long shot. Falcons are $1.41 cheaper still at $2 for Uncle Arthur's hot dogs.
Okay.
That's Guy Talk. Tomorrow, guys, we're going to be at Napa Auto Parts, and it's going to be down there in Morrow, Georgia. Same location we were at last year for the big flag giveaway from Napa.
5280 now, Jonesboro Road.
That's the spot. So come on down. We'll be there 2 to 6, but the flag giveaway will commence at 5 and go till 7. So if you want to come down to that neck of the woods, Napa Auto Parts, come by and see us. Get your Falcon flag 5 to 7.
Our takeaways with our conversation with our head coach, Raheem Morris, and our quarterback both joined us today here live at Flowery Branch. Stay right there. We'll tell you what they said. You'll hear Rock coming up later in the hour. A lot to get to as we get ready for week one against the Bucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.